Bell Tire.
The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Maybe when you get a title and no more money, you get to have it. All right, it's 9:39. Danny and the girls hanging out with you here on Luck You, partly sunny, high near 85. It's 75 at the Cumulus Compound. All right, this is a cool story. I think I'm going to call this one, How Does This Happen? You know, just things that just go on, you're just like, what? How does that happen? So this dude, 32-year-old guy, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Aaron Tucker is his name. He just got out of jail a couple of weeks ago after a 22-month stint for a weapons charge. While he was locked up, his first son was born. When he heard his son crying over the phone, that was the turning point for him to turn his life around. Isn't that awesome? Mm. He hears the kid crying. He's like, never again. So he gets his GED. He started tutoring other inmates, and he planned to get the best job he could when he got out. So 1 week after he got placed in a halfway house, he woke up at 5 a.m. for a job interview at a barbecue joint. He takes a bus. On his way there, he witnessed a really bad car crash. Guy hit a tree, flipped the car. He was trapped inside. He told the bus driver to stop so, you know, they could help. The driver says, of course, nope, got to stay on my route. So he gets off the bus. The bus takes off. He finds the driver covered in blood, pulled him out while the car started to catch fire.
Oh, wow.
Then he took off his only dress shirt he had, used it as a tourniquet, ended up skipping his interview to stay with the guy until paramedics show up. The guy's going to be okay. Aaron told the local news that he wasn't even thinking about the interview. He just wanted to save the guy. And now the best part, now he's got multiple job offers.
Oh. How does that happen?
Yeah, and a GoFundMe page somebody set up. And his goal was 35 grand. He's at 56 grand to help him get back on his feet.
Wow. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. How does that happen? And another story that I find entertaining. Canceled $30,000 wedding reception dinner, turned into a dinner for Indiana homeless. This woman was getting married. They canceled the $30,000 wedding, and they didn't want it to go to waste, so they threw a party for the homeless. A bus pulled up to the swanky event last Saturday. Sarah Cummins booked the reception in Carmel, which is a suburb just north of Indy. About a dozen veterans from a local organization were among the guests who dined on bourbon-glazed meatballs, roasted garlic bruschetta, and wedding cake. She said she and her fiancé called off the wedding a week ago. She's not saying why. They were left with a non-refundable contract with the Ritz-Charles in Carmel, a swanky place for 170 guests. She said, you know what? Instead of throwing away the food, they were going to, you know, have an event of their own, and they contacted area homeless shelters. And she was there greeting and welcoming all the guests when they arrived who attended the event. For me, it was an opportunity to let these people know that they deserve to be at a place like this just as much as everyone else does. Several local businesses and residents also donated suits and dresses and other items for the guests to wear. Isn't that awesome?
That's cool. No, that's cool.
It's your feel-good story of the day.
And it makes it better for her, too.
Three of her seven bridesmaids, along with her mother and aunts, came to support her at the event. Guests also dined on chicken breast and artichokes and Chardonnay cream sauce, wedding cake. She's a 25-year-old Purdue student, university pharmacy student. Her ex-fiancé, Logan, footed most of the bill for the wedding.
Well, there you go.
He said that when she approached him about donating the dinner, he agreed to what he believed was a selfless way to handle the situation. She is not sure yet what she will do with the wedding dress. It's too painful to think about, which means he dumped her.
Well, she could have had the
wedding. And he didn't mind paying.
Well, good. He's not so much of a jerk after all.
And then he doesn't feel as guilty. But she could have had the reception anyway. They could have still had the people come and enjoy a party and a meal and just say, you know, have fun. But they didn't do that.
Bash Logan night or something.
You know, because they invited all those people. So, I mean, theoretically, if you couldn't refund it, you'd say,
The meal, though. Who's going to pay for all the drinks? And would you feel right going to somebody's wedding reception and they're not even there?
No,
I think she did the right move.
Maybe to repackage it. But anyway, she absolutely did the right move. But I'm just saying, she didn't have to do the right thing.
Maybe she wasn't such a wench, he wouldn't have dumped her.
I see how it is.
I don't know if she is, because she did a good thing, remember?
Yeah, Exactly.
All right. Let's see. I don't want to hear about kids eating fruit. I want to hear about Trish's balloons. I mean, Trish's balloon ride.
Oh!
You pig.
It was awesome.
I just got a text.
Whoever you are, it was awesome. 1,200 feet of awesomeness is what it was.
Wow.
Go to the Facebook
Here's
page.
My text.
Yeah, go to the Q page because my pictures are up there.
I'm just sending a text back. Perv. Because that's what you are. Yeah, it's all about on the Q page.
Yeah, it's up there.
All right, we got to go because Paul's got stuff
he's
got to do today. He's got
to
get out
Places
to the
I got that thing.
People
you
to
said,
see.
Can't you say you're going out to the Marathon
Classic? Oh, I don't care. Sure, yeah.
All right, nice job at all, Yummy 320.
Hey, you're the best. Have a good one.
All right, Trisha, way to go.
Thanks for the ride. See you guys tomorrow.
And your balloons are spectacular. Susan, you're rock solid.
Thanks, boss. Thanks, listeners.
Russ Ryder coming up next, kicking off 105 minute free ride. This is one of those supersized ones we give you in the 9 o'clock hour. Till next time, this is Denny Schaefer saying, "Do what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness. Keep dreaming, and remember, Toledo's Q1."